BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 12, verses 21 through 26. One part suffers, every part suffers. The thumb goes unrecognized, though a vital part of daily life. Opposing thumbs allows humans to accomplish things that animals cannot. The ability to grip a hammer, an artist's brush, play a musical instrument, and hold another's hands as we stroll a romantic path is all made possible because of opposing thumbs. We take our thumbs for granted until the pain of a paper cup on the thumb awakens us to the importance of what was indispensable yet without honor. Addressing the divisions in the Corinthian congregation induced by pride in spiritual gifts, Apostle Paul continues to use the analogy of the human body and all its organs, parts, and pieces, verse 25. God made each part of the body dependent on the other parts, both the human body and the body of Christ, verse 21. The seemingly weaker parts are indispensable, verse 22, like the thumbs. The seemingly less honorable parts we treat with special honor, verse 23a, like our digestion organs. I sure do not like getting food poisoning. I would rather throw away an expensive, rotten food than spend a whole night of agony because of food poisoning. The presentable parts are treated with special modesty, verses 23b. Clothing is a human constant since Adam and Eve's guilty conscience. Blushing is a common human trait regardless of culture, race, and time and place of birth. Until the conscience is burnt by continual sin. Our presentable parts need no special treatment. True human nature does not cover the face throughout human history unless it's forced upon it by another. Paul's point concerning, quote, no division in the body, unquote, and, quote, equal concern for each other, quote, is summed up in verse 26, which reads, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. When the believer causes the fellow believer to suffer in any way, then they are bringing suffering on themselves and the whole church. Will not Christ deal with such a sin?
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.